And go with the theme song.
Do do do, it's a podcast. Do.
I number 28. Always expect you to not have a podcast theme song, and then you have one. That's very disappointing.
I'm ready to bust out and sing and dance any moment.
Wow, that's impressive. I'm never ready to bust out and dance at any moment ever in time. Even if I had time to prepare, I wouldn't be ready.
Speaking of singing and dancing, Super Smash Brothers.
What the fuck does that have to do with singing and dancing?
Not a goddamn thing.
All right, I'll take it then. What about it?
Apparently last week I significantly regressed into not winning a single fucking match.
Did you really?
I think I won one.
Well, we didn't play as much Smash Brothers as we
normally
do.
We played Mario Kart.
We played Mario Kart,
which I
fucking
suck at.
And we played some Naruto fighting game, which we both sucked at pretty hardcore.
Yeah, I was doing all right.
That's true, you did beat me.
I'm pretty good at fighting games.
I guess I'm not.
I don't consider Super Smash Brothers a fighting game, though.
Then what would you consider it?
Fucking Nintendo's attempt at beating the shit out of each other and ruining your friendships.
It's a fighting game.
No, not really. There's no combos. There's no anything. It's like down B, down A, over A.
You're combining
over
the
B.
Down in the B.
It's not a combo. Like a combo is like A A B X Y or something crazy like that.
Yeah, nonsense. But okay, I see your argument. It's still a fighting game, but I see you do bring up valid points.
Like, I'm much better at a Mortal Kombat as opposed to a Super Smash Brothers. But Super Smash Brothers is a shit ton more fun.
Yeah, it is. It's a lot more fun. And the way they handle four people fighting all at once, because in that Naruto game, we were playing three of us fighting, and it was like you had to target one person, and so it was like really teaming up on people.
Yeah.
But with Smash Brothers, it's much more.
I really didn't like. Like the whole targeting thing in that Naruto game.
Yeah, me neither. I wasn't a huge fan of the Naruto game. Period.
I'm not a huge fan of Naruto. Period.
Yeah, me neither.
I'm a Bleach person.
I remember having a fair amount of fun playing that game, not that specific game we were playing, but Naruto fighting game back when me and Ryan were in Michigan like 4 or 5 years ago. I remember having a good time playing that. That was
sentences.
Yeah, sentences. I'm not my best strong suit of words.
Hey, on the bright side, you're back to being louder than me.
Yeah, it is. That didn't make sense either. Yes, I am back to being louder than you. I guess I've recovered from my cruise a bit. And we have now officially booked our next cruise.
Yes.
Go us.
I'm so excited. So, so excited.
Yes, August 22nd through August 25th. And August 22nd is a
shit day.
I think it's a Thursday. Looks like we're recording a podcast early that week.
Yeah.
We
could record it on the cruise.
That would be amazing. No, bringing all the shit.
Yeah, no, fuck
and
that.
And then we'd have no way to upload it. So, hey, we're on a cruise. We're drunk right now, but hey, that's pretty much how that would go.
Hey!
I can't talk because I'm drunk. Uh-oh, my dad's calling me.
Uh-oh.
And we're back.
Well, that definitely wasn't as exciting as we hoped it'd be.
No, my dad's out kayaking by himself right now, and he was concerned that he wouldn't be able to get out of the kayak. So he said he might call us if he needs help, but he just needed a headlamp. Not nearly as exciting as we had hoped.
Boo.
But anyway, you have something to read.
Back to fighting style games, actually. Not even close to fighting. But the Dota 2 Invitational International is next week.
Okay.
The official prize pool as of today, which is July 10th. Sounds right. The first place prize is $4,879,000,
wow.
519.
Could you imagine being a millionaire from playing Dota?
Second,
or any game for that matter.
Second place, $1.4 million.
Wow.
Third place, $1 million. Fourth place is $795,000.
Fucking A.
Fifth and sixth place both get $636,000. Seventh and eighth, $503,000. Ninth and 10th get close to 50,000. 11th and 12th get close to 40,000. And 13th and 14th get $20,000.
Wow, so you don't even have to get like that close to first and you can still make a substantial amount of money.
Yeah.
That is absurdly insane in the best kinds of ways.
You could get 8th place and still walk out with $500,000. Well, your team would walk out with $500,000. That's $100,000 per person. That is a new Tesla for each person.
Wow. Man, that would be exciting.
That is redonkulous.
That is very redonkulous.
And what I noticed is two of the teams that were invited to the International are two teams who are currently competing in the League of Legends LCS tournament.
LCS.
I don't remember what it is, but it's a huge tournament. They're in week 8 right now, and they should actually be starting today yesterday. They started yesterday. Or today.
That's exciting.
I don't remember. But, yeah, I think they're in... Well, I know they're in week 8. I don't know how many weeks long the tournament is. But two of the teams from there, Evil Geniuses and Cloud9, are both going to the International to compete.
And Dota 2, which is a different game. And Dota 2,
which is a different game. Yeah.
Gotcha. Wow, that's pretty exciting.
So now they're raking in twice the amount of cash.
Although the Dota 2 prize pool is probably way higher than the League of Legends prize pool.
Well, the LCS isn't their world championship. The world championship for League of Legends will be in South Korea.
Okay.
Which I
not just... North Korea?
No, not North
Korea. Yeah, that was funny.
I got the joke. Ha, I'm hilarious. Ha, ha, ha. Communist dictatorship who thinks he's God. Ha, ha, ha. Ha, ha.
So
that's a shitty joke. No,
that was a shitty joke. It was. We could talk about my newfound appreciation for flip-flops.
Yeah.
Yeah. I hated them for a long time, and the truth was I just was not buying comfortable flip-flops. But yeah. I got
a pair of rainbows.
Pair of rainbow flip-flops. Really comfortable. Wear them all the time. Super convenient. The gym I go to, they have a strict no-shoe policy when you're on the floor. So when you're using anything, no shoes. So it means I don't have to bring any shoes, and I just kick them off when I get there and then work out and then kick them back on and leave. It's great.
Told you.
Yeah.
You used to be so anti-flip-flop.
I was very anti-flip-flop. Hated them.
Now you're pro-flip-flop.
I know, and I still have my broken-ass fucking toe. It looks like I painted my toenails, but I still love the flip-flops.
Hey, but the new nail is starting to grow in, right?
Yeah, you can see there's like a hole at the bottom of the toenail there.
All of our viewers can see totally see that.
Yeah, that you can see the bottom of the
viewers, not listeners.
Underneath. Yeah, so that's exciting in there.
Indeed.
So that's what my life has come to. I found a new app that's really good for recording what you do and for giving you exercises to do. It's got this cool little like picture of a body.
Yeah.
And then you like, you know, and all the parts are labeled and it's like, I want to work out this part of my body. And then it gives you a long, long, long list of all the exercises you can do to work that out. And then you can like filter it by, I only have dumbbells or I have a barbell, a dumbbell and a machine. Or whatever, and then you can filter out exactly what exercises work for what you have right now, including nothing being, you know, just bodyweight exercises. So that's pretty cool.
That's pretty neat. You're going to have to give me the name of that.
It's called J.E. Fit.
J.E. Fit.
I believe that's the name. I could be wrong.
Definitely available on Android.
Available on Android. Probably based on the quality of that, also available on iOS, but no guarantee. Sorry, guys. But anyway, I like it. It's cool. And then they also have not just workouts, but they have like workout routines.
Okay.
That lump them all together and you can do it and it'll base it based on days or however you want to do it.
Schedule workouts. Schedule. They also have another app called Body Space, or they don't, but there is another app called Body Space. That's what I use.
But isn't that more like a social network
type? It has a social network aspect to it, but it does the same thing. You can build your workout. You can track your workouts. Gotcha.
Is it good on the phone? Does it work well?
Yeah.
Okay.
Like, if you build, I build my workouts on the website.
Okay.
And then you can, if you're logged in on your profile on the computer and you build your workout, you can access it through your phone and you're just, right, whenever you're at the gym, you're like, okay, well, this is what I need to do.
Can you, like, record
your reps? Yeah, you record your reps, your weight, how much. Like, right now it's like one workout that I did was like 23,000 pounds of weight lifted.
Wow.
It was a really long fucking workout, though.
Yeah, it's a lot of pounds of lifting.
Yeah.
Yeah, all right. Yeah, good talk. Good
addition to that, yeah.
I'm trying to play with these volumes here again.
Just like pinching nipples, Joey. Just twist it.
What?
What? I have no idea what I'm talking about right now. This week has been so draining. I feel like I've said that a lot the last 5 weeks.
I feel like lots of our weeks have been draining.
Well, that's true. I can't wait for this fucking cruise, though.
Yeah, this cruise is going to be exciting. We're all staying in one room. It's just you, me, and my dad.
Sweet.
But yeah, it'll be nice. It'll be easy. We don't really have to worry about anything. We did the whenever you want dining. So okay. We don't have to worry about being on a schedule or anything. We just go whenever we feel like it.
And we can eat as much as we fucking want.
We went on Royal Caribbean, or we're going on. I'm saying it like in the past tense. Because Carnival sucked.
Ben will be buying the all-you-can-drink pass.
Yep, it's $150 for all-you-can-drink on the cruise and at one of the destinations we go to. It's all-you-can-drink there. And it also includes alcohol, soda,
We need to go to Mr. Frog's.
Senor Frog's.
I know. It's Senor Frog. But
translations and Baja.
Yeah. It was funny.
Yeah, but we are also going to Nassau, which is where I went last time.
Yeah.
And they do have a Senor Frog's there. Not as good as the one in Freeport. I'd much rather go to Freeport and... It's like Coco K or something.
Yeah.
is the private island we're going to where it's all you can drink. So if we go to those two places, that'll be awesome. And I mean, worst case scenario, if you buy the all you can drink pass anyway, you can just drink on the cruise.
Yeah.
Then I'll get my drinks from off the ship, right?
Right.
Yeah. International waters. Fuck it. I don't care. Not actually breaking any laws, just cruise ship rules. It's okay to talk about. So yeah, that's...
Yeah, we're not breaking laws in the United States.
Yeah, we're not breaking laws, we're breaking cruise ship rules. Those totally don't count for shit.
What are they going to do? Kick you off the ship?
Yeah.
You swim your way back home! great.
Yeah.
I'm so fucking excited.
We're going to have a good time. We're going to eat a lot.
Like, that's the only thing that's been keeping me from killing someone.
That's good. Knowing that if you kill somebody, you won't be able to go on the cruise?
Right.
Okay, let's talk about a very serious thing that happened recently, like 2 or 3 days ago.
Okay.
We know a guy from the gym.
Uh-huh.
The most redneck guy you know. I think you've met him.
Probably.
Like, super redneck. I mean, he sounds like a redneck. He talks like a redneck.
Sure.
Dresses like a redneck. Drives a truck like a redneck.
Probably.
All right, well, about 2 weeks ago or something, he said, you know, I really want a bike, a motorcycle. And then, you know, I'm watching his status. And he's like, yeah, I looked at a couple bikes today. And then he said, you know, I'm going to try to trade in my truck so I can get a bike. And then he traded in one day. He was like, oh, I got to trade in my truck today, so I'm going to go pick up my bike tomorrow. And then the next day, he picks up his bike. And that was about a week ago he picked up his bike.
He's already crashed the bike.
He crashed the bike, and he's, like, in the ICU, critical condition, and a medically induced coma. And he had his left arm amputated just above the elbow. So, yeah. So, and I watched this whole thing happen over, like, a week or two. Just seeing him going from, I'm kind of interested in getting a bike, to I have a bike, to now he's in the hospital and missing one of his arms.
Because he got a bike.
Because he got a bike. That was...
Now, do you think he was driving like an asshole, or
he was speeding in a neighborhood, and I think it was a pickup truck backed out of their driveway, and he just clipped the side of it. I guess he caught himself with his arm as he flipped over the back of the bed of the truck,
mm-hmm.
and landed on the concrete on the other side. And I don't know exactly the details, but however, he hit his arm, it was in such a way that if he kept his arm, he would have died. And the doctor said, he's either going to die or you have to cut off his arm. And so his parents, of course, said, well, take his arm because it's better to lose your arm than to die. So
his parents, how old is...
He's 18, I think. He's young. I mean...
At the gym?
He's been to the gym. He didn't, like, cheer at the gym or anything, but he's been to the gym several times.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah. It was just, like, a really morbid reality thing that happened recently, and I felt terrible. Like sharing. MetroCon's this weekend.
MetroCon is this weekend, and I am fucking going on Saturday.
Somehow you talked me into it, and I think, for whatever reason, I had this brilliant idea. I'm gonna wear my, not my suit, but my dress pants and my vest,
mm-hmm.
and look really fancy in the hopes that somebody's like, who are you cosplaying as? And I'm like, nobody.
Hey, you know, there are plenty of people who wear nice suits, and you can totally say, oh, I'm cosplaying as such and such, and they'll fucking pop for it.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I can totally pull off just anybody. Yeah. I don't know. Who do you think I'm cosplaying as? It would be great. Plus, I get to wear my little pants and vest thing.
You know what I'm going to wear to MetroCon? Probably some clothes.
Oh, that's good. That's good. You'd probably get arrested if you went naked.
No, I could probably wear, like, actually... Attack on Titan, all the Titans are kind of like naked-ish, right?
They are, but they don't have genitalia. But yeah, they're naked.
How do they not have genitalia?
Because they're Titans.
Can I just wear like flesh-colored underwear?
Yeah, probably.
Like flesh-colored tighty-whities and run around?
Yeah, you'd consider yourself a Titan, I guess.
Cosplay.
Yeah.
More like free-range stupidity.
Birthday suit.
Yeah. Now, I don't know. I don't think I'm going to cosplay this time. But
I just want to wear my dress pants and my dress vest.
Well, on Friday, if we would have gotten a hold of this information weeks ago, they have a ball.
Really?
Yeah, and it's cool. Like a wedding between two anime characters is the storyline behind it, and you just dress up really nice, and it's like a ballroom dance.
And it's too late to go?
Yeah.
Lame sauce.
I know.
That's okay, I have plans for tomorrow anyway.
Me too.
Of course, if I... you know, knew about this forever ago.
What are your plans for tomorrow?
Going to Busch Gardens.
Oh.
And then going to see a movie. We're supposed to be going to see some shitty horror movie.
With who?
The Evil Within. A bunch of people.
Oh. Yeah.
And I want to see Transformers instead, because the horror movies are never good, ever.
Where are you going to see the movie at?
Wesley Chapel Grove Theater, where that guy got shot in the hand.
Oh,
yeah, and that case got delayed by like 6 months or something stupid.
Cool.
Yeah, the
Not cool.
The defendants or the prosecutors, or that would be the prosecutors, are like really annoyed about that.
So you're not going to the Villaggio?
No, not going to the Villaggio. You went to the Villaggio for the first time. How was your experience?
I fucking loved it.
What did we see? I already forgot.
Oh shit! What did we go see? We went to see that one movie with the fat chick. she's Tammy. A nice lady, Tammy. Tammy. Yeah, there it is.
Yeah, that was an okay movie. You really liked it.
I did. I thought it was pretty fucking funny.
I mean, I enjoyed it, but it was not my favorite movie.
Nah.
But yeah, how was the movie experience for you? Like the
sitting back in a fucking recliner and having people bring me drinks and food? That was pretty cool.
Yeah, 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 it was.
I think I'm going again this weekend.
Yeah? Who are you going with?
I don't know yet.
Oh, you're just planning on going again?
I may or may not have a couple options.
Ooh, couple options. Benjamin.
I'm playing my cards.
Playing your cards.
Just kidding. Yeah, you got no a whole fucking hand of cards intention here? Of... No.
Oh.
I have a whole hand. As I make the jerk-off motion.
All right, well, that's exciting. So, yeah, Saturday we're going to MetroCon. Maybe we'll go after.
So you are going now. You've officially decided. Sweet. Awesome.
The thought of wearing my vest and my pants again makes me want to go.
And that and there's a rave at night.
A rave? I can't wear a suit to a rave.
Oh, you could totally wear a suit to a rave.
No, because it'll get all sweaty and gross.
Bring a change of clothes.
Yeah, that I can do. I'll bring a change of clothes. Where is it?
Tampa Bay Convention Center.
All right, down so the street. Close. We'll just park here and fucking walk. Not really, but...
No, we could probably walk. It's only a mile and a half.
It takes a mile to get off the island.
Oh, shit, I forgot about getting off the
island.
But
there is that place right off the island that we can park.
Yeah.
And then we can just
walk
from
there. Totally that's totally an option.
Probably less than a mile. It's probably like a quarter mile, maybe.
Then we can just like get hyped as we go. We're like, yeah, man, going to MetroCon, first time. Don't know what the fuck I'm getting myself into.
Yeah. No, I have no idea what MetroCon is. I just know it's a convention. And
it's a big anime and kind of game convention.
Okay.
They have a gaming area where you can play games with people.
Okay.
They got like an Xbox 360 and PS3 and shit like that. Yeah. Because otherwise, I have excruciatingly boring Saturdays.
What are you talking about? Saturday is our productive day. We went to the gym last Saturday.
We did a lot of things last night. We did not go archery-ing.
No, arching.
Arching.
We got to come up with a definitive verb for...
Arching sounds bad, though. Arching sounds like you're taking it in the ass. Like arching? You're back arching. Anyway.
Wow, man. Why do you have to put that image in my head? Fuck you.
I'm just saying, man. But bow and arrow shooting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, maybe... Well, no, this weekend's probably bad. Maybe Sunday.
Since possibly.
We won't be going to the gym on Sunday, so we'll have to... Or on Saturday, so we'll have to go Sunday.
Right. We're going to be... MetroCon starts at 10 and it doesn't end till 3 in the morning.
That's fine. I've done longer things. Went on a cruise where I had to start till 8 and go until 3.
There's a missing joke there.
No, there's lots of missing jokes there. But one of them serious. Senor Frogs. Set it about 10, finished about 3.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's a great day.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, but that one island we're going to on the cruise is a private island specifically for cruises.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is it owned by Royal Caribbean, or?
I don't know how that works, because there's one that's owned by Disney.
Yeah. I don't know which one that is.
I don't know either, but it's a different one. And then there's another one that all the other cruise lines share together.
And that's the one we're going to?
Yeah.
Dude, I have a terrible idea.
Okay, go.
That's going to have to wait till after the podcast.
No, just say it now. Balls to the wall, go.
We could totally find girls from other cruise ships. Other
yes,
what did your dad say? Morally casual yes. Girls.
My dad came up with the best line ever, referring to girls as, you know, girl certain girls as morally casual.
Easy girls is what he was going for.
Yeah, but the term morally casual is much less offensive.
Yeah,
yeah, we could totally find morally casual girls on the island from other cruises,
and then we can sneak them onto Ark. No, I'm kidding.
No, that would not work because then all of a sudden they're on a cruise ship going somewhere else and
we can take them home. Just kidding. That's creepy.
Yeah, that took a really creepy
now
time
for
really
the
fast.
Creepy portion of the podcast.
Mm. Wait, still oh, my AC is broken again.
Yeah,
was it broken last podcast?
It was just starting to break because
right,
you guys were talking about the noise.
We
yeah.
predicted that it was going to be broken, and while I was editing it later that night, it was already broken.
Yeah.
And
I'm looking at that gummy bear because I had something in mind that I... Was that me?
I guess. Wasn't anything of mine.
Yeah, that was fucking me.
You would think at this point in our 28 podcast we would...
The weird thing is that I've been turning the volume off my fucking phone and it just keeps ringing.
Huh. Strange.
I think I may have broken my phone.
Nice. Well, you drop it all the time like it's a fucking brick that you're throwing at shit.
Well, you know, it happens.
Yeah, it does happen. Man, I am starving.
Are you?
But I'm supposed to be going to a game night tonight, and I don't know if there's going to be food. There's probably going to be food. But that group, like, starts everything so late that by the time they have food, I'd probably be ready to eat a second time anyway. So, I don't know how that fits into my schedule.
Right.
Yeah. So, my dad got his Jeep lifted.
Yeah, he did. Told me about that.
Yeah, and bigger tires.
Wasn't he supposed to go pick that up?
Tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Tomorrow.
I thought he said he was going tonight, and then he just jumped in the...
No, but Uber. Have we talked about Uber?
No, we haven't. It's we might have.
What?
We might have.
Oh, well, it's like taxi cabs on steroids. And they have an app, and it's just like, pick me up here, I want to go here, and then they come, and then they go, and it tells you like how much it's going to be before you go. You can rate your driver. You don't tip them. It's all incorporated in the fees. The way they do it is you have to be... Their rating has to be 4.5 stars or higher, otherwise they lose their job. So
Oh, it's shit.
Like really important to them to, you know, keep their cab clean or their car. They don't really call them cabs.
Mm-hmm.
And all that other stuff to give you the best experience possible so that they keep their job. And they, as drivers, can also rate you as a passenger.
Oh.
So, and, you know, and that way they can kind of keep you from just being a dick and going, and even though he did his job just fine and rating everybody a 1 star, because everybody will kind of...
Motherfucker.
Tactically, you know, figure out what's going on.
Shut the fuck up, phone. I'm going to blow you up.
So, yeah, it's, and it's much cheaper than taxi cabs, too. So that's a big bonus. But it's still in beta in Tampa. Well, you seem to have dropped your phone in anger. As
no.
If you got an angry text message.
Cool. All right. That's over with. Fuck it.
And back to the podcast.
And wait, hold on. Let me go fucking triple check. Okay, good. No fucking anything.
Wow, that was like a perfect land on the arm of the couch there.
Lots of practice.
Yeah. That was, you've never practiced that before in your life.
I throw my phone a lot, man.
I'm it's true that you do.
Pretty good at aiming now.
Wow, I am really hungry.
Are you?
Now I'm going to like be thinking about food for the entire rest of the podcast.
See, I figured that you would have gotten food on the way home from the gym.
I ate 2 hot dogs.
And then I was like, you know what? I'm going to go stop by McDonald's because Joey's probably already ate.
No, I haven't, but I'll eat again.
I got myself a
couple. So I was reading as part of, I was looking up workouts, and that's how I found that JE Fit app. And I am supposed to eat 125 grams of protein a day.
Is that what you weigh?
That's my lean muscle mass weight.
Okay.
And I weigh 145, and I'm 6 feet tall, which translates to my mean muscle mass being 125 pounds of lean muscle. And for each pound of muscle, lean muscle you have, it's supposed to be 1 gram of protein. So 125 grams of protein a day.
That sounds wrong to me.
A doctor
has told me otherwise.
It's
not per lean muscle, it's per pound, period.
One gram of protein. Yeah, but if you're like super duper fat, I mean, I don't know.
No, I mean...
Well, it's only 20 grams of protein difference. I don't think it's that...
This doctor is also a bodybuilder, and he said to take in at least 1 gram of protein per body weight, or per pound of body weight.
Okay.
Up to 1.5 grams of protein. In order
up to 1.5 grams of protein.
Per pound.
Okay. Like, 1.5 grams of protein, so that's like... A quarter of a hot dog?
No, it's 1.5 per pound.
Okay.
And that's for maximum muscle growth while following a healthy diet.
Well, that could be different part. I don't know. I didn't read that much about it. I just put it in the calculator and it said 125 grams of protein. I was like, okay.
Always eat more.
And my target weight of lean mass is 145 pounds of lean mass. And that works out to like 165 weight, which that I know is true. I'm supposed to be
and
about
you're
165.
6 foot?
Yeah. Supposed
that
to be
seems
165.
Light to me. I'm almost 160 pounds, and I'm 5'7".
Yeah, I don't know. I'd Wolfram Delphin that shit.
Okay.
That's like your target BMI. I mean, I don't know if that's like for like super muscular or just like generic weight looking. I don't fucking know. Look at how diverse we are. I am not a scientist.
Hold on. I just want to reflect on how diverse we are. We've covered fitness, your dad's car. We've covered video games.
Anime conventions.
Vaguely covered
nicely,
anime.
Getting
cosplay.
Drunk on cruises.
We are a fucking well-rounded...
Morally casual girls.
Speaking of...
Morally casual girls?
No, the one before that.
Cruises.
The one before that.
Drinking on a cruise.
Negative.
Cars.
Convention.
Conventions. That was like 4 before that.
Shut up. Austin's going to be here next week.
Next week. Is this like a for sure?
He is planning on it. He has got it written down,
He has it in a calendar somewhere.
He has every intention of making it.
By the way, like
Thursday.
Three podcasts ago, right before I left for my cruise, I told you that girl was going to go shopping with me. Mm-hmm. And you're like, nah, you're going to call me when she doesn't show up. Motherfucker, she showed up. Fuck you.
Just didn't want you to get your hopes all high, man.
My hopes were high and my hopes were satisfied.
You know what, Joey?
I spent like $500 on clothes.
See, were you actually satisfied?
I was satisfied.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was good.
I like to keep my expectations as low as possible.
Usually I do, but I got a little excited about the shopping.
Joey, let me tell you about your expectations and your requirements for a girlfriend.
Right, but my expectations are low, so I avoid disappointment. But my requirements are high. Their requirements and expectations are two entirely different things.
No, they're pretty fucking related.
No, nonsense.
All right, so do you have the expectation of never getting a fucking girlfriend because your fucking requirements are way too high?
Yeah, pretty much, and I can't avoid... There is no disappointment when that's the case.
Yeah.
See? You see how that works?
See, I like to keep my ratings low and my standards even lower. Oh, wait, that's backwards. Shit. I like to keep my standards low and my expectations even lower.
Okay, so you're kind of on the same page, sort of.
Well, I mean, like, you require a perfect 10 to be a girlfriend.
That is so not true. I'm... Never mind.
Perfect 10.
But there's, like, personality, too.
I, on the other hand, will settle for an 8 or an 8.5.
Back to the douchey version of the podcast.
Yay, see, we're very well-rounded.
We're just reaching all the corners of the world today.
Well, you're trying. But I don't expect to find a girlfriend because I'm far too fucking busy.
That's true. Isn't that a good thing?
No.
No, not at all.
I have no one to snuggle with.
I know.
I need a snuggle buddy, Joey.
Snuggling is the best.
It is. I do have a friend on the team, though. Whenever we go to competitions, she claims me as her snuggle buddy.
Oh, that's exciting.
But she is 9,000% unfuckable. Thank you, Nick and Cy.
All right. let us move on in this podcast. Something else.
That tree looks fucking nice.
That is a nice tree. It's nice and plastic. We have another nice tree on that corner of the
also room. Fake and plastic.
Also fake and plastic. We have no real trees in this house. Fun fact.
I'd be kind of worried if you did have
that's not true. I have a bonsai tree in my room. It's long since been dead and there's a dead lizard in it. But I feel like it's now become like his tomb of awesomeness. So I don't want to remove him from
his tomb.
Yeah. Because it's really neat. It's got that like old age bonsai tree look because it's dead, but all the leaves are still there. They're just brown. And then there's the skeleton of this lizard that's in it. And the weirdest part is I saw the lizard when he was alive in the bonsai tree.
Maybe
I was like, oh,
just
cool,
there
he is. And then he just died there. Didn't move.
He was like, this looks like a good place to die.
Pretty
dead.
Much. That's what happened. And now he has a tomb in his honor.
That's badass.
Yeah.
That's fucking badass.
Yeah, it's pretty neat.
Damn it. I was watching a video today. Let you guess what video that was.
I don't know.
What is our best video to date?
Oh, Sai's Angry Triangle video? You were watching it?
Yeah, I watched Super Hexagon again.
That's it? You were just sharing that you watched it again?
We need to make another one. Sai needs to come back.
Yeah,
maybe this concussion will clear his fucking head and convince him to come back.
Hey, maybe. That'd be exciting.
Sai, come back to us.
Calling you out.
We miss you.
Bitch.
I'm touching my nipples for you.
He's not. I don't know why he's saying that.
Yeah, I don't know.
But anyway.
And it's not like he fucking listens to the podcast anyway.
He doesn't.
It's like, oh yeah, I'm just going to record it with you guys and then never listen to it again.
Yeah, pretty much. That's sounds like him.
No, he said that, remember, on the way back from, where were we, Daytona? Yeah.
Was that when he said that?
Yep. Because then we started listening to our podcast.
Right, we did start listening in the podcast, yeah. And then, that did happen.
And he's like, oh, we're pretty fucking funny. Yet no shit.
Wow, wait, it sounds like egotistical. But I laugh sometimes at our podcasts.
I laugh at you and Sai. I laugh specifically at Sai.
Yeah, Sai is a funny person.
It's not that he's funny. It's just that he's stupid funny.
He's easy to laugh at?
Yeah.
That is a true statement. Man, I just, every time I had like a thought to add to the podcast, it just gets invaded by the thought of food. But I'm going to bitch a little bit about the fucking construction going on by the gym. All right. At the southern end of 275 in the Tampa area.
Getting
right,
more local
right before
here.
You get up on the bridge
full
to
circle,
go to St. Pete.
Fucking local news.
Yeah. Fuck yeah. Everything. They're like, I don't know what the fuck they're doing with the highway. Apparently they're moving it like 6 inches to the left and that requires them to entirely reinvent the highway. And for whatever reason, the way we get out of the gym is like we go down the street, we take a left onto a street known as Himes, and then you're supposed to be able to take a left at a light to get on the highway going north.
For the link dump, we're just going to take a picture of Google Map.
Yeah, exactly. And so you take the left, you know, on a two-way street, so you have to cross opposite lane of traffic, and at a light, and it's been that way forever. For whatever reason, as part of this construction, they have now put black tarps over the traffic light that you turn left at, and said no fucking U-turn at that part. So now there's, legally speaking, absolutely no way to leave the gym, go left, which is the direction of the highway as you leave the gym, and then go and then turn left onto the highway, because you can't turn left anymore because they took out the light. It's still there, just turned off, and you can't make a U-turn to go back around. So you just like, well, what am I supposed to do? Go all the way down to fucking Del Mabry, turn left back up to somewhere else?
Joe, you say go all the way to Del Mabry as if it's not another fucking 50 feet.
Yeah, but that's fucking stupid. It's a lot more than 50 feet, and I actually meant to say towards Kennedy, but... Because, and then the Del Mabry entrance to the highway is completely closed off.
Is it?
Yeah. Unless you're going left. But if you're coming left and you pass that part of the highway, you have to turn right and then turn right to get on the highway, which isn't a fucking option because they've closed off Del Mabry on the right.
See, I just go down to Kennedy.
Yeah, and then you take Kennedy, but then you got to go throw all the traffic lights and shit back to the house. It's awful.
But you get to listen to music and it calms me after a long day at work.
Yeah, see, I spend too much time in my car for driving to be calming. So anyway, and then what happens is...
No, the driving's not calming. The driving's frustrating as shit. I live in Tampa. Are you kidding me? We live in Tampa.
But the music part's nice. But
music is nice.
But anyway, and so what happens is now you just get 40 fucking cars that drive like maybe 25 feet past the new U-turn sign and take a fucking U-turn anyway. It's just, it's stupid. And then you have all the businesses there. Everybody's taking a U-turn saying, or spray paint signs, no U-turn. And everybody's just like, oh, sorry.
Fuck your sign!
I knocked your no U-turn sign over as I...
I think I would actually have a passenger jump out and knock the sign over and then jump back in the car.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, it's not legally binding.
No, it's not. It's like, I don't give a fuck. Sorry, I'm not driving another, you know, quarter mile out of my way to not make a U-turn in your driveway when you're not even fucking open. It's like 9 o'clock.
Or just take like another piece of wood or something and like nail it over it and it'd be like, yes, U-turn here.
Yes, U-turn okay. So anyway, that's my vent with the fucking Tampa construction agency thinking, oh, we'll just turn off the light and say no U-turn. I don't see a problem with it. It's fucking stupid.
Nah, I don't give a fuck.
I give a fuck. I give lots of fucks, particularly about that U-turn. It's annoying. As you can see, this causes me lots of anger.
Yeah, clearly. Yeah. I've never seen you this fired up over fucking traffic before.
Oh, no, I get really fired up over traffic. I just immediately forget about it as soon as I get back. And then for whatever reason, I remember this as part of when I go to the kickboxing gym that I go to. It's like right next to this 2001 Odyssey, which is a strip club. And every day about the time I go, so it's right after I get off work, so it's like 5:30. There's a guy, like an older guy, probably late 20s, early 30s, not attractive in the slightest, just a guy, and he's holding a sign that says nude girls, and all I'm thinking is there's nothing that makes me want to see nude girls less than seeing some like grungy looking dude with a sign that says nude girls. Like, what are these guys thinking? You want me to go to your strip club? Put one of your girls out there on the street in like a bikini with a sign that says nude girls inside. That would bring people in. Some like middle-aged, almost middle-aged, not even close to middle-aged dude. This is totally not.
What if that middle-aged dude is actually one of the girls?
Well, that's just terrifying.
Yeah. Did you ever think about that one?
See, well, in which case they're doing an accurate level of representation. And
then you go in and you have to drink because the girls are so ugly.
Yeah, but they don't serve alcoholic strip clubs.
Not at full nude ones.
Yeah, I don't know if they're full nude.
But. Well, if it says nude girls, I would assume that they are naked.
Yeah, but they could just be topless.
That would not be considered nude. That would be considered topless.
But who the fuck's going to arrest them for their sign? I don't know. I've never been to a strip club.
Neither have
I. It's not really my idea of a good time.
So why are... Oh, you're talking about the grungy old
man. I was just talking about, like, every time I see him, I'm like, why would they put him out here?
Now, in my experience, though, and I've never been to a strip club, so I can't tell you much, but from my experience with the friends that I know that have been, they're not the kind of fucking person to give a shit about who's outside with the sign.
They're going to the strip club anyway?
They're going to the strip club anyway. They're going to whatever strip club they've predetermined in their tiny little brains.
Whichever one happened to be closest on the right.
Correct.
Yeah. No, I don't get the appeal.
Me either.
Doesn't make sense to me.
If I wanted to see someone naked, I'd get a girlfriend and be like, yo, right. Get naked.
Or watch porn.
Also free.
I mean, it's... the porn and strip clubs are about the same, right?
Right.
You can always see them. You can't touch them. That's pretty much all you get.
The internet is really, really great for porn.
Wow, we have really come full circle. We have hit everything on the potential list of topics.
Puppets, porn, douchebaggery. Do we want to throw our
religion and politics in there, too?
No, No.
No. There was a shooting in Austin yesterday.
Was there?
Yeah.
Who died?
I don't know, like 4 kids were shot or something.
Oh, that's fucking
It was like
tragic.
In somebody's house or something. And another story.
That's terrible.
Kind of related. There is a man who had his gun seized by the police because his wife called concerned that he was like suicidal or he was going to hurt somebody or whatever. And they took his gun for like 6 months or something. And then one day just, I guess, decided to give it back to him. And the day they give him back the fucking gun,
he shot
shoots
himself.
His wife and kills himself. It's like, all right, well, clearly did your due diligence on that one. It's like, good job, guys.
Good job, guys.
And then there was another story about a cop who shot a dog. It was he said it was a pit bull and he was attacked, but it actually was a Labrador and he shot it through a half-rolled up window from his car. And that somehow happened.
I was attacked while inside my car.
With my window rolled halfway up.
By a pit bull.
That happened to be a Labrador. So that was an interesting story.
Good job, cops.
Yeah. And I don't remember where that was. It was somewhere in the U.S., but that's all I know. And then, all these news stories. There was a kid in Pakistan. I think it was Pakistan. He was beaten by the police, but the kid was actually from Tampa. But they caught it on video of the kid getting beaten by the police for no apparent reason. I don't know where that story went.
Thanks, Obama.
Yes. Thank you, Obama, for...
We can't send our kids anywhere.
Yeah, thank you for taking good control of the Pakistani police force. Because we all know that's your job.
It is. We are the world police.
Yeah.
Team America, motherfucker.
It's like pitch black outside, and my dad's out kayaking. That's kind of creepy.
That is. I'm kind of... I don't want to look out your window anymore, because if someone slams their fucking face against the window...
That'd be scary as shit.
I will shit my pants.
I shit my pants? No, I didn't. Yeah, I did shit my pants once when I was little.
Yeah?
I remember I was fishing in my pool, and I really had to take a shit, but I had to, you know, reel up the rod first. I made it to the bathroom. I was in the bathroom, and then it was too late. I shit my pants.
Hate when that happens.
Yeah, and that's a true story, guys. I don't remember how old I was. I was young, but I was old enough to remember, so. And I was potty trained for the most part, except for the fact I shit my pants, but... But yeah, that totally happened.
I had a story and I completely fucking forgot it.
Was it about shitting your pants?
Something like that.
Okay.
Or, oh, no, that's not it. Yeah, I don't fucking know.
Okay, well, good talk.
Trying to sift through fucking memories and shit and my brain doesn't work anymore.
Yeah, mine neither.
Working with children will fry your brain.
Alcohol will fry your brain.
No, I haven't drinking much in the last 5 weeks because I don't have time anymore.
Well, on the cruise, I had a great time.
Oh, fuck you.
Yeah, fuck me. That's
fuck
right.
You very much, because in a month, I'm going to get far more drunk than you.
Probably true. Thrown up over the side of the cruise ship.
Oh my god, that's...
I think my dad's back. I see light in the backyard.
Could be lightning. Or it could be your dad.
Probably my dad. Anyway, so you were saying.
I don't know. I didn't know it was possible. Can you actually throw up over the side of the cruise ship? And not land on someone's head?
No, it won't land on anybody's head. I mean... You shouldn't do it, but you totally could. The possibilities are there.
What if you fall overboard?
I mean, the railings are pretty high. You'd have to, like, try to fall overboard.
Okay.
I mean, I'm not saying it's impossible, but you'd have to put, like, forth effort into falling
overboard.
For
some reason, I was under the influence that, or under the impression that we were bringing Cy with us on this cruise. And I'm just looking out for him, because he would be the guy to fall overboard.
He would be the guy to fall overboard. And you don't realize how fast that ship goes, but it travels at, like, 24 miles an hour. Doesn't feel like it, but, you know, when you're in water, swimming 24 miles an hour is pretty fucking fast.
Now, if someone falls overboard...
Now, they are supposed to stop the boat and then drop one of the lifeboats
to go get you.
To go get you, but it's still a pretty big task, especially if it happens at night, because out there in the ocean in the middle of the night, it is black. You don't see shit.
Which is why I will be inside drinking.
Or outside drinking. It doesn't matter, you're on a cruise ship.
Just like, not near the fucking rails.
Now, you really, like, I'm saying you'd have to, like, make a terrible attempt to fall off the boat.
either someone is scoping your house to rob it, or it's your dad.
It's my dad. Yeah, he just put up the kayak panel there.
Cool.
Yeah. Do we want to end the podcast on the note? We've hit 45 minutes. I'm out of topics, unless you have more topics.
I do have a topic.
All right, go for your topic.
Potatoes.
Wow, that's a very interesting topic. More importantly, I don't really like potatoes.
Potato salad.
Oh, yes, potato salad. I am really, really jealous of this guy who had this brilliant idea, which is an idea we totally could have pulled off.
I'm laughing my fucking ass off at this.
This guy.
This fucker.
Started a Kickstarter with the sole purpose of getting enough money to make a potato salad. You want to know his goal?
$5.
$10.
$10.
$10 to get the supplies to make his potato salad. And then, he had stretch goals and, like for $15, if you paid like 50, you got to come and eat some of the potato salad.
Or he would give you a bite of it.
Right, a bite. You didn't get to really have it. You just got a bite of it. And I kind of made up the $50 number, but it could have been everybody who donated got a bite of the salad.
But something like that, yeah.
Somehow, this guy managed to raise $44,000
to make his potato salad.
His single bowl of potato salad. That has got to be the highest, most valuable bowl of potato salad in the history of the planet.
That's got to be a pretty big bowl if 40,000 people get a fucking taste of it.
Yeah, I don't know how that works.
Yeah, me either.
I think they have to pay for travel, too. But, man, I don't even like potato salad. But you know what? For $40,000, I'd eat the fuck out of some potato salad.
Has the Kickstarter ended yet, or is there still time to put money into it?
There's probably still time to put money into it.
I think I'm going to throw $5 into that, just for fun.
Don't be part of the problem!
It's not a problem! This man's a genius! We need to support the geniuses in the world!
You're right, we should support him and then hire him.
Correct.
And do it as like an interview on the podcast. Hello, sir, $40,000 pot... or...
$40,000 potato salad maker guy?
Yeah. That better be the best potato salad on the planet.
It probably is.
Yeah.
And, in the comments, people are, giving him suggestions on how to make his potato salad and shit like that. It's pretty cool.
That's exciting. Oh, I played League of Legends for the first, I played it before. But I played it, for real this time since the last podcast.
With a minor coach.
With a minor coach. That is Ben.
I'm terrible at this game, but somehow we got Joey to get a winning few games.
Did I win?
You won a few, and then you came out, and by winning, I mean you had a positive kill-death ratio.
Oh, I did?
Yeah.
Man, I'm fucking great. Go me. A little bit of coaching, but still, fuck yeah, go me.
Joey, don't run in there. Joey, don't. Never mind. You're dead.
Yeah,
that happened a lot in, the first three games.
I liked League of Legends. It was enjoyable. I don't know if I'll keep playing. I'm sure I'll play it again, but.
I played a round right before I left the gym.
Yeah, you play it a lot. I don't know if I'll play it as much as you. Probably won't. I don't play anything as much as you. I don't play anything that much anyway. I've had a real kick to play the Metroid Prime Trilogy again, but it's like $120.
Is it really still?
Because it was like a limited edition. So yeah. It really sucks. But I really want it. I'd probably pay $120 for it.
I would not.
I probably would.
You know what I would pay money for?
What? You just farted.
Yep.
You would pay money for that?
Nope.
Okay, I don't think so.
But I would pay money for some of the characters on League of Legends. But fortunately, I'm kicking enough ass right now that I can, in a couple more games, I can buy the champion that I want.
What champion do you want?
I want Jinx, and I want Lucian.
Okay.
There are two attack damage carriers, or AD carries, and ranged. I don't like being close.
Yeah, I don't either. Because I played as...
Ash.
I played as Ash. I really like Ash. But who's the guy with the Wolverine
Rengar.
Claws? No.
Warwick.
Warwick. Did not like Warwick.
I played as Warwick, and I played Warwick top. I did pretty fucking good.
See, I played as a jungler. I don't think I like junglers.
Against bots, jungling is not really
a
thing.
It was not enjoyable.
But I managed to play Warwick top because someone jumped in and was like, oh, AD carry, and picked the worst fucking champion for it. And I'm AD carry main, so that's my main thing, is either that or I play support. So I'm always in the bottom lane.
Okay.
But when those get picked, I either go mid lane with Annie, who's a little girl with a giant fucking flaming teddy bear.
Right.
Or I go top, which is my absolute fucking last choice. And I just pick whatever's free. But now I have Warwick, and I actually kind of like Warwick on top.
Oh, okay. Cool. Well, there you go.
So if you play League of Legends...
You'll know what we're talking about.
If you don't, go play
it. And this time I kind of know what we're talking about. I have a general idea of what we're talking about.
But back to Warwick on top, since there's more minions to kill, the little ones that come after you.
There's more minions on top?
Yeah, because, I mean, in the jungle, there's no minions.
Right.
But in a lane, there's minions, and right. I get health per damage ideal.
Right, so with all the minions, so with all the minions, regenerating health.
I'm constantly regenerating my health, and I am just fucking.
So maybe
I
like Warwick more if I play him top versus in the jungle.
But he is melee, and I fucking hate melee champions.
Well, I wouldn't know because I really only played melee in the jungle.
Yeah,
so I guess we'll see. Uneventful. Oh, I still really like Ashe. I'll play as Ashe again.
Yeah, I played.
I want to play League.
Yeah, I played Warwick in the jungle, and it was fucking terrible. They finished the game before I hit level 6, so I never got my ultimate.
Wow.
And they're like, Warwick, just come top to finish the game. I'm like, all right, on my way.
I'm coming. Yeah, fascinating.
That was probably the worst game I'd ever played. I was like, 0 kills, 0 deaths, 0 assists. Just nothing.
Just accomplished nothing.
Yep.
That's how I felt with the game I played with Warwick in the jungle. It was like, well, nothing really happened because I was pretty much out of the game the whole time because I was in the jungle. Nobody else was.
And I like to play different characters in the jungle because in the jungle, your goal is to get like surprise kills, assassinations.
Okay.
Or what they call ganks. So say, for example, someone went top lane and they dueled it out very well, but your top lane guy lost. Your jungler can go up there and finish the job, and that's a gank.
Okay, that makes sense. I could see some tactical advantage to doing such a thing.
There's, I think Thresh has a hook, Blitzcrank, and Nautilus. They have these things called hooks, where you cast a spell, it grabs that champion, and it pulls them to you.
Really?
And they Blitzcrank and I think Nautilus both have heavy attack damage, so you pull them in, and you increase your attack speed with one of your other spells, and you just fucking wail on these fuckers until they die.
Wow, that's exciting.
That's a fun game to play.
You don't have to worry about minions or towers or anything.
Right.
Cool.
But I've also been playing a lot of all random, all mid, or ARAM games.
Okay.
And
that'd be interesting to play.
The random part is you don't get to pick your character.
Right.
It's just whatever's available or whatever you have, it picks a random character, and that's who you play as.
Hmm.
And like, if you don't know the champion, like if it's one of the free champions you never play as, and you get stuck with them, you have one chance to reroll. And if you don't get a character you like, you're fucked.
Okay, gotcha. So you don't have to keep the character you pick.
You only have one chance.
But you have to keep the second character that you get.
Yeah. And the greatest, terriblest thing about that is just like learning the new characters.
Right.
And like in regular PvP games, like your teammates can be the biggest assholes in the world if you're not that great.
Mm-hmm.
But in ARAM, all of your teammates are the biggest fuck-offs in the entire world.
Because it's ARAM.
Yeah, it's fun. Like, I got Miss Fortune, who's one of my main AD carries.
Okay.
And AD carry is usually a bot lane. I'm like, oh, bottom lane ADC. And someone's like, oh, top support. And this guy's like, guys, there's only one lane. And we're like, yeah, we know.
We get it. That was the joke.
It's like, okay, we know who's going to suck on our team. And I turned out having half the kills for my entire team on that.
Wow, that's impressive. That's like me and Halo.
No, it was fucking shitty because the rest of my team sucked and we lost.
Oh. So you had half the kills and the whole team had 4 kills.
Yeah.
It's like, I made up that number, but
22 kills, I had 11, and they had like 45 kills.
Gotcha.
It's like, fuck.
Gotcha. So your total team kills were less than half of the other team's kills.
Yeah, they slaughtered us. But like, they weren't good. You could tell they were new to the game type because they didn't push hard in the beginning. Like they waited a good 20 minutes to start pushing.
Really?
And by then I was just like, all right, we all have our ultimates. We're clearly the better players. Come on, guys. Take them out?
Collaborate together.
But like someone would initiate and I would follow in and everyone would back off and just leave me there. And I'm like, great. You have been slain. No shit. But that's the end of my League of Legends rant.
Yeah, no, that was good. That was good. I kind of want to play now, but I got to go. Maybe. We'll see. I got to send text messages after this. I'm hungry. I'm probably going to eat before that happens, maybe.
Oh, fuck, I still have one more day at work.
Yeah, you do.
It's almost the weekend.
I finished my work project, so I'm kind of like unemployed right now.
Hey, look at you getting to do whatever the fuck you want.
Yeah, it's bittersweet. It's nice to have the time off, but on the other hand, money.
Now, how often do they get projects?
Totally random.
Totally random.
Although this project that I just finished, I know is going to have like a version 2.0.
Oh.
But I don't know when.
Okay.
So.
Well, here's to hoping that you get another project soon, because we got a cruise to go on.
Yeah. We do. Well, I have the money for the cruise.
We got money to burn while we're on the cruise, though.
Yeah.
I don't know. I kind of want to get, you know, something to remember my first cruise by.
I got a cup.
You did get a cup.
It was $4.
But that was not your first cruise.
No, it wasn't. But the memories associated with that cup were good memories.
Yeah.
Yeah. So on that note, we will end this podcast with the memories of hopeful future cruises.
Yay.
And then we can have an annual cruise.
Well, I think I'm going again in January with Cy.
All right. Biannual cruises.
Nah. Well, you know, it's probably going to be like another 3-day Caribbean. As I was
Bahamas.
Like,
Caribbean's like 7 days.
Yeah. I was like, we could either go to the Bahamas or Mexico. And he's like, fuck Mexico. I'm like, dude, I'd rather go to Mexico.
I went to Mexico. The last cruise I went before this one, I went to Mexico. It was fun.
But
got to see all the Mayan temples and shit.
I'm down for another Bahamas trip.
I don't care where we go.
Yeah, me either. I'm really not preferential.
I went 4 nights and 5 days on the last cruise I went in. That was like really pushing it for time. That was a little too long.
Was it really?
A little bit. Oh. I mean, because those are long days. I mean, you wake up at 8 a.m., you do your activities throughout the day, you go to bed at 3. I mean, by the 4th, 5th day, you're done. You're
exhausted.
You're exhausted. You're ready to go home and sleep for the next 24 hours to recuperate your liver.
Now, by next year, I want to have...
Maybe it's like a marathon. The more you do,
maybe.
The longer you can go.
I want to do a 7-night cruise.
That would be a long, long
I
cruise.
Know. But yeah, with my job, I need it.
Yeah, that's true.
I need to get away from as many people as humanly possible.
Just take a month-long cruise. I'm just not going to come home.
I'm going to buy a yacht, and then I can take as many cruises however long I want.
That's true. You can.
Joey, next investment, yacht.
Yacht? Okay. Well, and we'll win the lottery.
We'll end the podcast while we go search for yachts.
Yes. Because now we have the money for yachts because we're doing so successful with this podcast.
Yeah.
Well, thanks for listening, all 6 million of you.
Yeah, or all 7 billion. Everyone in the world listens
7
to this
billion
podcast.
Listeners. That makes us the most successful podcast in the world, and thus how we're able to afford our yacht.
Correct.
Positive thoughts.
Yep.
Thanks for listening. I'm Joey.
I'm Ben.
And this is Podcast 28, and we still can't get that introduction quite right.
It's an outroduction.
Yeah, outroduction. I like it.
There we go.
All right.
Later.
Bye, guys.